coming here. Melbourne needs change. I'm not talking about change what we've had, I'm talking about real change. 2 years ago, everyone wanted the major concern for people was the environment. Today, the major concern is the economy. Morgan Clark team has very important different stand on very important different issues. We're going to reduce the rates by 5%. Not one other candidate is going to reduce the rates. We're going to reduce the rates by cutting out wasteful expenditure in the council, and we're going to stop giving money to the state government. And we don't need to go to Canberra to get $400,000. You're getting $400,000, so I'm going to take a salary, I'm not going to take any perks, and I'm going to give it back to the council to spend on marketing as well. We also believe in restoring planning to the council. We believe there should be improved city safety. We believe that the police should do their role and enforce the laws with regard to drugs. The media and the state government is frightened of the drug barons. The fact is the city is a rampant place of distribution of drugs. We want to drought-proof our parks, and we want to review Melbourne's electoral system. The real issue is there's 20,000 people who have been deemed to be electors in this council election. Those 20,000 people did not know they were electors until they were sent a letter from the council. I've now had a series of correspondence with Bill Lang, and what it says very clearly, a person is not entitled to vote unless it is signed a declaration and dated by that person, an occupier of a rateable property or an owner of a rateable property. I've had legal opinion, the election is illegal. The election has to be stopped because people have not, the council does not have the signature of between 15 and 20,000 people who are going to vote in this election. Full stop, it must be stopped.
Mate, I think we'll stop you there.
Peter McMahon put me last, so I guess that's what he thinks of me. The issue is quite simple. The election which we're about to have is illegal simply because, and this is the power, you ask me to answer your question, because a person cannot be enrolled unless they sign a declaration that they wish to be on the roll. There's about 20,000 people who haven't signed that declaration. So there's about 20,000 people who are not eligible to vote in this election. The answer is quite simple to your question. Either those people, we have another election and they sign the declaration, or I'll take legal action against the state government for holding a phony election. We did it with a Hilton. We took legal action against Bromley, Mary Delahunty, and we stood up against Catherine Dean and Gary Singer, who were in the council who didn't work with us. The East Melbourne group took them all to court, we won. We've got rid of So, we've got rid of Brax, we've got rid of Mary Delahunty, and the next one to get rid of is John Brumby and get a decent lord there. I've said I'll do it full time. I said I'll give the money back to the council so the money is used for council activities. I'll cut out the rorts, I'll cut out the misappropriations, I'll cut out the fraud. This town hall needs change. I spoke to an employee the other day who said there's middle management in the town hall that are just sitting around doing stupid surveys, doing silly marketing with John So. It's been a wonderful experience of marketing John So and some of the other councils. Trips overseas which have done nothing. It's time for change. We're in hard economic times and we need to act sensibly. The fact is that many people are going to be unemployed in the next 6 months, including many in this room who are in the media. The solution is simple. The media has to be taken to task. We have drug lords in Melbourne that people are frightened of. We need to send the police into the night spots and arrest the managers and the owners where the drugs are being sold and where the drugs are being distributed. The issue is not just alcohol. It is drugs. The whole world knows that. Bloomberg fixed New York. I will agitate, I will take action with the state government to make sure they implement and uphold the law. The law is there now to stop it.